but it is my distinct pleasure, friends, to welcome somebody to our program who has been extraordinarily active, particularly in the Irish-American community in New York. The recently inducted, it's not really inducted, she took it over. She's a Leiden. And when the Leidens came over from Tormacady in County Mayo and tore into this town here, I'll tell you. You want to talk about the leaders of the pack? Pick a Leiden. So, Rita Leiden Lenz, you are very welcome.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you. That was a very nice intro. Thank you very much.
Listen, the United Irish Counties, you are the president of the United Irish Counties in New York. And, yes, and your organization is one of the founding partners of this new, very new community group called Sláinte, which Sláinte 2020, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But I would like you to give us, not an historical picture, but an organization. Again, back to 1904, this is long before, Ireland's fight for freedom. And what was the purpose and what was the mission of the United Irish Counties way back then?
Well, I think to a certain extent, the United Irish Counties is, you could say, an umbrella organization of individual counties. Each of the individual counties have their own organization, and they appoint delegates to the UIC from the individual counties, and everybody comes together. And I think it's pretty much always the same. It's really benevolence at the end of the day. It's helping people promote the Irish culture and promote, all things Irish, but also to help people, not to forget where we came from. Me being the first generation, but not to forget where my parents came from. And historically, there was a lot during the fight for independence. There was big contributions here, particularly from New York, all the county organizations and the UIC at those times back in the early, the 1916 and such. And we did a whole book on that for the anniversary in 2016, the 100th anniversary. There was a big project that the UIC supported. The book about the Easter Rising. And we do a lot of different things. And Sláinte 2020 is just the thing that we're concentrating on right now because of the urgency of it. But I really feel it's nice to see all 32 counties come together, stand united, and get behind the project. And it's really a wonderful thing.
Now, the delegates to the United Irish Counties, they are selected within their own county organizations.
That's correct, yes. I would be, for instance, now I'm from the Mayo Society, so I'm a delegate from the Mayo Society to the United Irish Counties.
Yeah. Who's the president there again?
In Mayo?
Yeah, the Mayo Society.
The Mayo Society president is Noreen Leiden Adonia.
If you go back quite a few
presidents that are related to Leiden's and Mayo Society.
I tell us about it. But I figured, you see, that if I had you mention Noreen Leiden, Donoghue, that, you see, I wouldn't be taking the rap for not mentioning so many of the presidents, former presidents, Noreen took over from, of course, Betty McLaughlin.
Yes, and that's, great lady.
And
well,
knowing, how easy it would be to forget and to get derailed here from the United Irish Counties and start talking about Mayo, there wouldn't be enough time in the day. We'd still be at in the middle of the afternoon. So I want to return to the United Irish Counties, the organization, and in the in the early days or for decades, in addition to you know, the great charitable work and all the fun. Let's not forget the culture, developing culture. Most people who met at the United Irish Counties had actually never met even people from some of the other counties. But it was it would be fair, I'd say, to say that United Irish Counties, long before we even knew what the term networking was, that was you know, the beginning and the hub of networking.
Absolutely, Adrian, absolutely. Back in times, and even if you want to look to the 50s and 60s, even in as late as the 80s, the 1980s, when people were coming out before all the technology, that really served as a purpose for not only the United Irish County, but for all the county organizations, that, you know, you met with people from home, so to speak, and you got together with them. And then you went into the United Irish Counties, and you kind of met people from home, but they weren't from your immediate county, but from the next county or two counties over. And there's been lifelong friendships made in these organizations, truly. You know, it's a wonderful thing to see, and people working together. You know, you get a lot done when people work together, and that's a very important thing.
I know. You're and I agree fully with you. Let's see if I can get into more trouble, and I'll take the rap for this one. Okay, because if we were to talk about the organizations, the leadership of the United Irish Counties, my God, what a read that is. And our neighbor from Sligo, Tom Tuffy, he left the place in United Irish County in pretty good shape when you took over, right?
Yes, he did. He did. Tom left it in very good shape. And he was a wonderful president and a wonderful ambassador for the United Irish Counties. Besides president, he was fantastic. And, you know, I have Michael Riley is from Cavan. He's the first vice president. We got Donica Costello, who's the Kerryman, who's the second vice president.
Right.
Sean McGovern is the Donegal man. You know, there's he's our treasurer, who's been the treasurer for years. You have people that really work together. Kathy Hogan as well, who's the corresponding secretary, and Neil Callahan from Leitrim. Everybody works together, and I find that in all organizations, whether it, you know, be the Mayo Society, the United Irish Counties, the Irish American Center, which I'm very involved in Nassau, Suffolk, and Queens, you can disagree with a person or not be on the same page, but get a job done for the best interest of the organization and for people in general. And I think that it really comes through with these organizations because they last for so long, and there's longevity in these associations because they serve a purpose. People want to join them, and they want to get a job done. They want to serve the purpose. And I think that's very evident in all these organizations because all of them have been around for hundreds of years.
Yes.
You know, every one of them is over 100 years old. So it really does, it does make such a powerful statement.
Generations of, you know, through the generations, there are, of course, people who are those who have are currently in the United Irish Counties who have had not only parents and grandparents, but put a few greats in there, of those who are keeping a tradition and a great one at that. Now, I would like to point out a couple of your affiliations that require acknowledgement again. The United Irish Counties plays a huge role and always had in the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade, for instance, and that historically, whereas there are a great number of organizations hundreds of organizations that are affiliated with the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade. But the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City has an integral part of and has been for the United Irish Counties.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. The United Irish Counties marches up at the beginning of the parade behind the Fighting 69th, and that's been a longstanding tradition and kind of leads the rest of the marching units up and follow behind. And it is very important. And in controversial times, things have come up. And, again, there's a board there. You know, we participate in the discussions with the parade committee. We work with them. And it seems to work out pretty well for us and for the parade overall. I mean, unfortunately, this year it didn't go off. But, you know, if they did march. There was a small contingency that did. But, you know, you're looking, next year will be 260 years of that parade.
Wow. Okay.
You know, it's when you think about it, 260 years, that parade's been going up Fifth Avenue. It really is remarkable.
It is.
And by the hard work of a lot of people.
Absolutely. I want to come back to the affiliation of the United Irish Counties with the Irish American Society of Nassau, Suffolk, and Queens, which takes in, of course, in addition to New York City, a very broad area of, it takes in Long Island, which has been very much, for the Irish community, that's been, you know, joined at the hip for so long. But tell us a little bit about you, the Irish American Society there.
The Irish American Society, we have a beautiful building out there on Willis Avenue in Mineola. It's a wonderful organization. They, again, promote Irish culture, but also, again, a lot of benevolence. There are a number of members from all different counties, Irish American. They have concerts. There are choirs that come out from Ireland. They put up shows there. They have Kaylee's there. They do Donnie Golden does step dancing lessons there. You have Irish language classes there, tin whistle classes. I mean, there's a whole calendar of events every month of things that go on at the Irish American Center. The president out there now happens to be a male delegate as well, Bridget McNulty. And they do a fantastic job. They really do. I know you know the McNulty family for a long time.
Yeah, they're relatives, but they kind of stay away from us. You know, the McNulty's indeed from Bohola, Bohola Kaltama area there. Great. But there's a typical example of devotion and indeed the tradition of Irish Americans, you know, who have great pride in the organizations themselves. And I think that for those who are familiar with the you know, United Irish Counties and the Irish American Society taking in that whole area there. Rita Lydon lends, no matter what the occasions are, there is always that benevolence. There is always great, a kind of Irish metal, mentality there in that in the most joyful events that are taking place, there's also nice and quietly the tradition of the Irish has been not just to help those who are not doing that well, but to do it quietly and to do it without, you know, sparing the dignity of those who are having hard times. And I suppose we get a very good realization of what hard times are. Those of us who thought life was only going to get better and better now get hit with this wallop of a scourge and of a virus. Which brings me to the group, newly formed group, that are, it's a collective fundraising effort, to assist the Irish community in this tri-state area during this COVID-19 pandemic. You have United Irish Counties, the Aisling Irish Centre, the Emerald Isle, GAA, New York Irish Centre, and, of course, the Emerald Isle. It is probably not that often that you see organizations, who have great track records recognizing that this is not a time to go scattershot all over the place, but to get together.
Yes, I think it was a phenomenal that everybody was able to get together, and the response to Sláinte 2020 has been phenomenal from every corner, from the counties, from the GAA, like you said, from the Emerald Isle Immigration, Tower Circle, and it's very nice to see all the organizations come together for the better need, and they have really done just such a phenomenal job raising money and making sure, like you said, that everything is done properly and with discretion. And that's very important. There are people that are going to be on very hard times now. And I know my own mother said, I never thought I would see this country be brought down to this. You go to the supermarket, you see empty shelves. And that's one thing. But, there's another side of it, too, for people that are unemployed and really hitting hard times financially. And I think it's fantastic that everybody was able to get together and pool their resources, and they've done such a phenomenal job in raising money to help these people. And it really is phenomenal. I can't even express when I see that, there's been over 60 applications already processed. 60 families have been helped in a week. It really is. It's a phenomenal thing. And they have over 150 applications right now, and they're still working on them. And, it's just any contribution. I mean, anybody can contribute to this, $10, $25, whatever. And it all gets pulled together, and it helps people. You have to realize when small donations add to big donations.
Absolutely. And I think that also, when you have organizations like, GAA, the United Irish Counties, very large, established organizations that, as I say, do great work on their own traditionally, always in support of one another. But this is a great decision. Let's just get together and in a very organized fashion. So that's terrific.
And also on the website, I just want to make a point. The website is www.sláintetwentytwenty.org. There's also jobs on there. Like they're going the whole spectrum here. There also people, there's job availabilities, and if you check the link, they might be able. There might be something there that you qualify for, and you could, they'll be able to help you with unemployment as well. So it's not just giving out. It's trying to help people all the way through.
Let me ask you, when I came to the town, and I wasn't there yesterday, I'd have to go back 60 years ago, in the Irish community itself, there were a lot of people who say, oh, God be with the good old days, and they'll never be the same, and there would have been kind of a sense of, I wouldn't say despair, but there was a sense that that period that came before was so terrific, so supportive, that perhaps there could not be a continuation of that. Well, that turned out to be obviously not true. But to again bring it to carrying on that tradition of again, sometimes we don't give ourselves credit, and you know, it's the Willis through can be that whether we mean it or not, we're inclined to say, "Oh God, you know, things will never be the same again." The whole notion of, for instance, the United Irish Counties, or the county associations, the county organizations, you know, the feeling that, you know, that's going to be gone in no time. Well, every decade that we've been around, everybody's saying, oh, they're going to fall apart, they're going to do something. And somehow, maybe under a different format, they were never as, you know, as strong as they are now. And there I go again doing the flip side, saying there was never. It's different. And the people who are coming into the various organizations, particularly the Irish organizations, they bring in new ideas and new customs. So it's far from, you know, the doom and gloom of what might happen. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I would definitely agree with that. I think that we've been hearing, and even since I've been involved, that, you know, things are going down.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, this is a live radio program. And we have, it's a compelling portion of our program that we have at least a half a dozen glitches in the course of our broadcast here. I think that's only the third. But anyway, go back. Somebody was trying to come in and sing a song in the middle. Would you believe it's not the height of bad manners now?
That's okay. I think that we've seen over the years, and people do come into the organizations with new and different ideas, and I think everything has to be taken into consideration. I mean, primarily, you want to promote the Irish culture and heritage, but as times change, so do the organizations have to change as well. You have your traditional things that will always be done, and then, you know, you have to branch out on new ideas as well. And I think that's very, very important to do. And it's important to engage younger people to come and join these organizations. And I encourage them all to, you know, we have a link on the United Irish Counties website page. All the 32 counties and the Irish American Center are listed. You know, click on the links and see what's going on in the county organizations, what they're doing, and join them. It's very important to keep it going, especially in times like you see, like this right now with this coronavirus and this launch of 2020. Nobody would have ever thought we would be involved in something like this in 2020. You know, 2015, 2014. We would have never thought, oh, you know, and we're going to have to at some point get together with the organizations and we're going to have to run such a huge fundraiser to help out so many people. So it's very important to belong to the organizations in good times as well as bad, unfortunately, you know. It makes really, really a big difference.
You know, well, first of all, I think, again, and we will, of course, throughout the program, we will remind people that, yes, Slauncha, by the way, that is spelled S-L-A-I-N-T-E, 2020, is, you know, it is the combined effort, it is the collaborative effort of a great number of organizations. And as you say, in times of need, it doesn't take the Irish long to rise to the occasion. And I think we can thank the generations that came before us for that. We don't.
I agree totally with that.
Yeah,
totally.
We don't have to have to set a meeting when there is an emergency, and this is an emergency. We don't waste time on formality. We get up and we do what we have to do. And I think that in the United Irish Counties, the great tradition of being kind of the umbrella group for ever and a day. Again, as you point out, and as we would know, this is a melting pot for varying ideas on political and every other levels too. But it's a great organization, and might I add, you know, since I've devoted quite a lot of time now to, you know, to the Leidens from Tormagedy, could I slip in here that, of course, we're very proud and chuffed that my daughter Eileen Flannelly Mackle was the Gael of the Year this year.
Yes, she was, absolutely. I love Eileen. She was the Gael of the Year this year. And a few years back, she was also the Male Woman of the Year. She has a lot of accolades, Eileen.
Yeah, I know,
yeah. Deservedly so.
Yeah, I, you know, and she's president of, you know, the Irish Institute in New York and whatever. You know, I don't know when I was child, but it seems like it was a lot, long time ago. Anyway, that's beside the point. thank you again for the work that you do and the United Irish Counties and that tremendous affiliation that organization has kept going. And when you think that 116 years later, the United Irish Counties, one more time, has been very much there and will continue to do what needs to be done. Congratulations again to you, and when we say you, yes, personally, but for all the people who have devoted a lifetime in supporting, you know, various Irish organizations and again, under the banner of the United Irish Counties. Rita Leiden-Lenz, President of the United Irish Counties, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Adrian. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. All right. And there we have it. We're coming up, actually, to news time. Here, we'll be heading over to Ireland now to catch up the news and sports from Kevin O'Connor. But in the meantime, friends, Sláinte, we just give you it's Sláinte, okay, hold on. It's now Sláinte 2020. And the website is Sláinte, spelled SLAINTE 2020.org.